This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Wipe the perspiration off. we just ran in here, running a little behind. I was over at the Miramar store straightening stuff up. Anyway, all good. It was a busy week, huh?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it's been busy, busy, busy. All kinds of things going on. What are we talking about today, Brendan? Do you remember?
Now I gotta look back on our emails here super quick. Did you bring the paperwork?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then.
I believe we're talking about used car clunkers to avoid when purchasing.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
All right. Very cool.
Just checking.
I was trying to remember what we talked about last week.
Last week we talked about belts.
Oh, we
belts,
did.
Belts, belts, belts.
We did.
Oh, we did?
I don't remember. I was trying to remember. So anyway. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we will talk to you about this morning. Was trucking along, stopped at Kearney Mesa this morning. Kearney Mesa had the far garage door alarm last night went off for some reason.
Oh, really?
So I spent some time down. That's why I'm running behind, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down there looking at the garage door to see if the sensor. One of the slides wasn't all the way in, so I put it all the way in. And
that one's always been a little weird. What all the way in?
But that garage door never opens. Number six.
I don't think my thing is working.
Oh, Paul can't hear himself again. It's getting bad.
I'm in a box.
Well, let's see. Can you hear now?
I can hear you. Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just turned it up. You're fine. Okay. All good. Paul thought that he went deaf again. You don't want that.
They cut my mic again.
Cut. Oh, and we saw something where that happened this week. Anyway, all good. Yeah, lots of car things going on this week for sure. For sure. Good stuff. Busy. Just cranking them away, man.
Yeah, so, it's the busy time for us.
It is right now. Summertime.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to get on the road.
Yep.
Next week will be nice and interesting, 4th of July and all.
Yeah.
They threw it on a Thursday. Yeah. Should have just made it 5th of July and made it on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if they can change that.
that one they can't change. Yeah, it goes with the thing. Yeah, yeah. So. But, we could do is like 4th of July, observed on the 5th of July this year.
Oh, you mean giving them an extra day off?
No. Oh. I mean taking it on the 5th and work on the 4th.
Oh, I got it. Oh, okay.
That way we'd have a 3-day weekend, though, which makes it way easier, you know, than a day off during the week. But we'll take it when we can get it, right?
Yeah, I'll take my 4-day weekend.
Yeah, I know you will. So Paul's going on vacation next week, so he can rest. Anyway, you can take several naps.
All good.
And I think next week's supposed to be another beautiful week. I tell you what, this week in San Diego has been beautiful, though. Temperatures, I mean, some people say it's a little warm, but I'll take it this way than I would cold.
Yeah.
It took forever to get to summer this year. It felt like we were really chilly, you know, up through May and June, you know, till we got here till the end of June, and now it started to warm up nicely.
Yeah.
So, and I'll take that any day, for sure, for sure. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Today we're talking about used car clunkers. Well, how to prevent buying a piece of junk, basically, which is a great idea. Check cars out. You can really get some decent, nice ones. So, all right, real quick, let's grab Fred. Good morning, Fred.
Yes, good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, sir. How about you?
Good. I'm doing all right. I'm driving up from South Florida to Orlando on what's known as the Florida Turnpike.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Smooth. The roads out here are in phenomenal shape. And that kind of leads me to a couple of questions I had. I guess the first one would be tire wear, tire mileage life. I got a 2015 Lexus. I bought it from a guy after I got it fully inspected, who was the second owner. Really nice car. when I called before, I explained I drove it across the country with no issues.
I was going to say, Fred, you used to live here in San Diego, right?
Yeah, I was a customer of yours for actually three of the facilities, and the last one was the Kearny Mesa facility, where I got the tires rotated, balanced, and had a new struts and shocks put on the car.
Gotcha. I thought that was you.
Good
to talk to you. Go ahead. Tire life. You had a question.
Yeah. So when I bought this car, I just went through the records this morning, and I got it with, it looks like he put tires on this car at 82,000 miles.
Okay.
And he had them, he even had the records for rotating them. And the vehicle now, and the brand name is Bridgestone, and it's a Toronto Quiet Ride. And it's got 118,000 now on it, and it's still got, I forget the exact tread depth in it. Mm-hmm. But I was just wondering, you know, the gas mileage, too, two things from these owners on this forum that I'm on Facebook with this car. They talk about, when they talk about tires, they talk about, you know, how long they last and how quiet they are, and mileage, actually. And right now, I'm looking down at my dashboard after filling up. I got 41.3 miles per gallon.
Wow, that's good mileage.
Yeah, it is. And so, I mean, the first question I have is, I think I'm probably going to, when it comes time to get these tires replaced, I'm leaning towards just sticking with this brand. I didn't know if you had a brand that was even better that might be recommended.
I on all our vehicles, I run Hankooks. I really like them. That Bridgestone, they're a good tire. They last a long mileage. So, because tires are a great question. Depending on the manufacturer, the compound of them, etc., they can wear fast or slow. So right now, you how many miles were on the car when they were put on, you said?
Yeah, it was 82,000, and right now I have 118, almost 119,000.
Okay, so basically 39,000 miles on them or something like that at this point.
Yeah,
a really good tire you can get 50 to 60,000 miles out of easy. So, and it sounds like you'll probably get at least 50 out of those, which is good mileage for a tire as far as that goes. Those are good. I mean, if you like them, shoot, I'd stick with them still. Yeah, if you're getting 50,000 miles out of them or plus, you know, then I'd put the same thing back on. You like the ride, you like that, you know, everything about them, plus you're getting good gas mileage. I'd stick with that tire. That's what I would do. And Bridgestone is obviously, Bridgestone is one of the biggest tire manufacturers in the world, and they own Firestone and all that. So they're humongous. And they are a quality tire, no question about it.
Okay. But my next question I have is, and thanks for that, my next question is this. As I mentioned, the car has 118,000 on it. I don't have any issues, you know, being a Lexus, a Toyota product. I'm really happy with it, and I plan on driving it as long as I can. I also, though, know that there can be a couple of things that pop up that I don't know if it's recommended to just go ahead and get these items replaced. Two come to mind. The first, I wish I had called in, listened in last week. The first one is the timing belt. The second one is the water pump. So I don't know if it makes sense to go ahead at some point and get these two items replaced.
Well,
or wait.
What motors? Does that vehicle definitely have a timing belt?
It's 15. I don't know if, I don't know the model, but.
Yeah, what model Lexus are we talking about again, Fred?
Yeah, it's a 2015 Lexus ES300H.
Okay. Oh, so it's a hybrid.
Yeah.
That explains the 41 miles to a gallon right there.
I'm not sure if that one has a hybrid.
I mean, a timing belt. If that does have a timing belt, it's probably due at 105 or 120, one of the two in there. If it does, I mean, here's the problem. The Toyota manufacturer of that car, obviously, and the motors they use for Toyotas and Lexuses, that they do a lot of cross, like certain all these years will have timing chains. If it has a timing chain, there's nothing to worry about. There's no maintenance on that. Just the only maintenance is keeping your engine oil changed regularly so that the guides and the chain and all that tensioner don't wear out. If it's got a belt, it needs to be replaced because they wear out, and we don't want to break a belt. If you break a timing belt, then you'd usually do severe engine damage on the car.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the rule of that. And as far as the water pump, if it's a timing chain, we don't worry about the water pump unless it starts leaking, as far as that goes, if it's a timing chain motor. If it's a timing belt motor, the water pump will most likely, on that being a Toyota, be run by the belt. So we would, yes, replace. If you replace the belt, you replace the tensioner, the idlers, and the water pump all together. Complete job. You don't have to worry about it for another 100,000 miles. So that is the kind of rule on that. But like I said, I don't know which engine's in that car off the top of my head. And it, so I would, somebody's going to have to take a look and see. But if it does have a timing belt, yes, it's time to get it in and get it serviced at 118 if it's never done.
Yeah, they typically do it 90. On that car, yeah.
Okay,
and so the spark plugs are 120.
Yeah, I bet you're going to find out that vehicle probably is a timing chain and not a belt.
I'm assuming, but I'm not 100% on that.
Yeah,
car.
Yeah, because it has nobody at service has recommended yet a timing belt to you. I take it.
No, they didn't.
Okay, yeah. So I bet you're going to find out that's probably a chain motor. If you shoot me an email, Fred, when you get a chance, with your last name, and that, so I can look up your car, because you'll be in our records, and then I'll know what motor it is, and I can email you back whether it's got a timing belt or a chain. So sure. if you want to do that, that's fine. Paul is right. 120, you're probably coming up on spark plugs for that car. So maintenance is good to do. But yeah, that's kind of where you're at right now.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I will, I'll do that. I appreciate you offering for me to send you an email with follow up. And
no problem.
You know, if in the unlikely event it's got a belt, you don't want to hear this, but there's no state income tax in Florida, so I have the money to do it.
I'm actually well aware. My mom actually lives in Orlando. You're heading towards that. Well, just she lives a little west of Orlando. I'm sure you know exactly where. It's there in the Villages. She's lived there for 30 years. She loves it. So I go and visit her all the time, her and her husband. They've lived there for forever. They retired in their middle 50s, and they've been there since, and they're in their early 80s now. But very healthy. Definitely a healthy lifestyle if you're older folks there. You know, they're all out and about playing golf and softball and just having a good old time.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You can do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Send me an email, and I'll look that up for you if you like. And otherwise, have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend out there. Try to stay cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks very much, guys.
Take care, Fred. Bye bye.
Appreciate it. Bye bye.
So, good question, though.
Does he know your email?
He's been a customer before.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
He hasn't.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But if not, well, actually, I always say autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. You can email me that, because that just comes to me.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can send it that way too. autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Right, Brendan?
Oh, here we go. You ready? Correcto mundo.
Oh, there. See, I knew it was great to say that. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. Bodie, hang on. I'm going to grab you as soon as we come back. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, I'm very confused. We're talking about lock cylinders here for a minute.
I was telling you what's a good locksmith.
Exactly. When you need to have a key made.
Yeah.
You know, actually, those guys are super cool that help us out, because they have locations all over the place.
Yeah, I was talking about, yeah, they have multiple locations, and yeah.
Are they franchises, though? Are they owned by different people, or are they actually all corporate?
No, it's independent owned.
Oh,
it's probably a franchise, I'm sure.
But I mean,
the person in San Diego owns, I think there's five of them.
Okay, so yeah. They can buy franchises, what it is. You know what that means, right?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, like,
you know, I don't know the corporation.
Just like Domino's Pizza.
Yeah, no, I get
so
it.
So that's a corporation, right? And yeah. But my point is, Domino's is the parent corporation. But people that run, like, Domino's stores, like the one in Escondido, is owned by an individual person. They buy a franchise.
Yes.
So that's the same way that the lock thing.
Yeah. Okay. What I understand in talking to the main manager guy was that there's a woman that owns five of them.
Okay.
In San Diego.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, which makes sense. So yeah. She's a franchisee.
Yeah.
But what I was asking in that question was, because, you know, some companies, like, can be nationwide and they're all owned by the corporation. Yeah. They just hire managers, you know, and stuff like that. So that's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
So very interesting. Okay. No. Understood fully now. So I was just wondering about the ins and outs. That's it. That's it. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you. Well, give us a call here first at 1-888-344-1170. Why I'm telling you all about this, 1-888-344-1170. All right, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STARS certified. Taking care of folks in North County there for over 30-some years now.
30 years.
You've gotten gray in your beard now. Yeah. There you go. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue. Been out there for well over 10 years taking care of folks in East County. And, of course, West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks right there in central San Diego for, well over 6 years now. Seven years. Yeah, wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
What'd you say, Kearny Mesa?
Yeah, 7 years.
I zoned out for a minute.
7 years, you took a nap. Paul takes naps every now and then with his eyes open. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved, STAR certified, right in the Golden Triangle, as we call it, right across from where we're seated right now. Over 5 years. Wow. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, last but not least, 229 South Coast Highway, taking care of folks over there for over a year, AAA approved. All five locations, all of my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced and repaired, and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Of course, ask a manager or service consultant that's helping you. They'll get you all taken care of. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis, which we strongly recommend, whether it be a transmission diag, drivability, oil leak, whatever. Diagnosis by a qualified technician is the best money you will ever spend on any repair. Get your vehicle in, get it diagnosed properly. It saves you thousands of dollars over a lifetime for sure. Versus unwanted, parts replacement. Which costs you a lot. We see a lot of cars come in, been diagnosed wrong, and a bunch of parts thrown at them, which is very expensive. We do offer shuttle rides to or from work or home at no cost, and there's always rental vehicles available from our rental partners nearby each location. So if you need to get your vehicle in, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment. While you're on there, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and check us all out. You can also click on the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for CW and Fox 5 News and see all those on our YouTube channel. Or you can catch them live on Wednesday mid-morning on Fox 5 or Friday morning or Friday evening on the CW. You can also go to Auto Talk Radio where all the podcasts are right there and grab those. Or you can pick up the podcast on the go if you like from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in for all your Auto Talk Radio needs. How's that?
Yeah.
There you go. So anyway, give us a call this morning, though, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. And if you'd like to email me for any reason, you can email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, we appreciate you joining us this morning. All right, real quick, let's grab Mr. Bodie, see what he's up to. Bodie, what are you doing?
I'm sitting in that famous coffee shop lane having a hot chocolate.
Oh, there you go.
It's quieter this time.
Yeah, did you tell everybody to get out? You're going to be on the radio?
Well, you know, it's funny. the employees, they take on this ownership mentality. Mm-hmm. And I ask them, I'm very polite, I'm diplomatic, I'm respectful. Hey, is it possible you could turn it down? Oh, yeah. And then they turn it up.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. And I said to the lady, do you think people come to Starbucks for music? They want caffeine, sugar, and ice.
That's what they do, huh?
Yeah, that's what they, and junk food. I call it junk food. So anyway, but that's a whole other story. A couple questions, or three questions. I've got a 1999 CR-V Honda. It's got over 200,000 miles. And sometimes if I idle real long at a light, when I take off, it'll smoke. And then, and there's no cat on it. It got stolen, but I just drive it that way.
So it sounds like a roundy-round car.
Yeah, right. The car was fine.
Well, where's it? When you say it has no cat on it, can I ask you a question? Did we put something in place of where the cat used to be, or is it just dumping the exhaust out right there?
Dumping.
It's dumping the exhaust out. So it's really loud.
Yes, it's loud. Well, I learned how to feather the gas pedal, so it's kind of hum.
You sound like a rice rocket.
Do you get pulled over much?
I got pulled over once, and then in the middle of the police officer talking to me, he goes, oh, I got a bank robber you got to go to. He said, go get it fixed. Okay, sir.
Yep, there you go. Making friends again, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, you all had right, but all in the wrong places.
I don't think a welder would weld in a pipe because it's illegal.
No, it's illegal to put a pipe in it. But I don't know who Bodie knows on the side. You never know. You never know about Bodie.
Welders out
Bodie's
there.
Been around a while.
Yeah.
If it was just a welder guy that doesn't do auto repair.
That's true. Well, just throw a glass pack on there then.
Yeah, there you go. A Hummer.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, it's already got the muffler still on it, right? It's just missing the cat.
It's missing the cat.
Yeah, gotcha. But so, you got the pipe for the back all strapped up so it don't fall down and hit the ground?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, there you go.
I'm like you, I think.
Well, no, I would have put a cat bag on. I'm old now and I can't stand that loud a noise, so it scares me. But the oil burning thing that you're talking about is most likely valve stem seals.
There's no cat to stop it either.
There's no cat to stop it either. Yeah. So you're seeing a poof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So most likely.
Should I take, like I said, it's got over 200,000 miles, like 220, 230. The car runs fine. The transmission is smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up on the fluids. I have it. My regular mechanic, every 3-4 months, goes up on a rack. I would take a look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I take the heads off, obviously do a valve job, mill the heads, would that put extra pressure on the lower end?
It would. Yep. So I would do rings also. I mean, are you going to do this yourself?
Oh no.
I would just run it until it fails smog, though.
I would too.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't
for
worry
budget
about
reasons,
it. If it's just running just fine.
Put a cat on it, a lot of that smoke will go away. We should be okay.
Yeah. I would just get a cat put back on it and just run it. Not worry about it unless it fails smog. What year is it? 99?
Yes.
All right. So there's a visual test on the snap for the
I think it's a
machine. Well, it's a dyno.
Machine.
It's got to be on the dyno. Mm-hmm. Do they do snap on the? Oh, yeah, they do. On the.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
just put three cats on.
It doesn't have. That's not. Yeah, it is on the dyno.
You can just weld in like cats from the front all the way to the back.
No seven
more
of
smoke.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that will fail for visual too.
Yeah,
like, so no. Well, regardless, before you can even smog it, you have to have a cat that is certified put back on it.
Yeah. Right.
So do that.
What about?
And you'll probably eliminate the smoke for now. It's probably not that bad. Yeah. I doubt you're leaving a plume when you take off, are you?
I know ways to get around that, but
no.
I don't know if I should say it on
No,
there.
I really.
Okay.
It only leaves the plume when I go from drive to reverse. And then if I've been sitting at some of the signals have a long cycle. I'll get some smoke after when I initially accelerate.
But a very light amount, right? When I say plume, it's not like somebody thinks the Exxon Valdez just came through, right? It's just a very...
Sometimes it does that.
Oh, smoke. That could be the rings.
I would get
a cap back on it, and it might burn all that up, and not you won't see any of it too. So it just depends. It's hard to say without the proper exhaust on it, without a cat on it.
Cat and that no smoke for now. Yeah. I don't know. It's not the right thing, but for budget reasons.
Would a compression or leak down test indicate something?
Not necessarily, because if it's an oil ring problem and the compression rings are working just fine, it won't show.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it may just be the oil rings are worn and they're allowing oil to come up past the compression rings. It's highly possible.
Now, if I wanted to put would I rebuild the engine, or would I put a remanufactured one or a new one in there?
I would put a remanufactured one in. That would be my choice.
Me and too. And how much is that going to cost? A couple grand?
Yeah. No. More like, by the time you're done, if you're going to do a full remanufactured motor and everything, you're going to probably be up $6,000 to $8,000.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What if I have it rebuilt by a shop in town here?
Well, you could do that, but you still have all the labor to do that and then put it all to assemble it and put it all together and all that. So it's going to be expensive. It's going to be over $5,000, I guarantee you.
The problem with that, too, is you get a little independent place that does it. You know, the warranty.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have the best warranty when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Does the factory sell new motors?
No. Honda doesn't sell whole motors for anything, but there is remanufacturers out there that come with great warranties, usually 3 years, 100,000 miles, something like that. But still, I mean, you're still looking at, you know, for a complete motor... on that car, it's hard to say. It's four cylinder. It's a little older, but I mean, minimum like $4,500 for the motor itself. You know,
and
plus
if I do that, I might as well put a rebuilt transmission in, right?
Well, now you're just adding more money to it.
Well, I'm thinking, what's the point of putting a new motor in, putting more pressure on the transmission, because the transmission's an original.
Yeah, but those Hondas, is it automatic or stick shift?
Automatic.
Okay. And have you service it regularly, right? Have the fluid changed out, because that's all you can do. The trans. That could last a long time. If it's having no issues, I wouldn't mess with it at that point.
Okay.
I mean, the only problem you're having is the engine. And you're not even having that problem yet, really. So we're kind of putting the cart in front of the horse. I think you should put a catalytic converter on it, drive it around.
Okay. Then the next thing in my Acura, 1997 Acura, that's got like 260,000 miles, runs like a top, you know, Mr. Super Maintenance on the car for the last 10 years. Sometimes it's got the little red light on the driver's door that lets you know that the alarm is on.
Mm-hmm.
So that light is intermittent. Sometimes it comes on, twice a month it comes on. And then about a couple of months ago, I went to start the car. The battery was totally dead. You know, I'm very conscientious about lights and everything on. Had the battery, just took it to a Pep Boys, and they, you know, trickle charge it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do is when I drive my CRE mostly, I disconnect the battery. Is there a way to test if there's a drain problem on the battery? Or, you know, the battery's over 2 years. The warranty in the battery is gone. So should I have the battery checked first and then check the alarm system on there?
Well, the battery's easy to check. And then what you're talking about is a draw test to see if there's a parasitic draw, why everything's turned off.
Right.
That you need a little more equipment for. But it's not that difficult to do. So, yes, I would start with the battery. I mean, a battery test, you know, you can test the battery and determine, you know, is it sulfated? Is it, you know, not doing very well? If so, then it's time to replace the battery and see what happens as far as that goes. But at the same time, you can also test if you have the right equipment for a draw, you know. And the only way to do that is, obviously, you got to let all the modules shut down. And we go do what's called an amperage draw, and we see if something's not turning off. And if so, it continues to drain the battery if you let it sit long enough. So, but I will tell you this, almost every car now, if you let it sit long enough, will kill the battery. And the reason for that is we have so much electronics, even that if they go to sleep properly, there's a slight amperage draw on it.
Yeah, 0.0 something.
0.03. Yeah. There's always an amperage draw on everything, but it takes a long time. Like if you left the car sit for, I've seen cars make it 2 months and start right up and fine. But if you let a car sit for 3, 4, 5 months, something like that, it will kill the battery. There's no question about it.
I never let mine sit more than a week.
Yeah. I move it every 3 days.
Well, that's good. That's good. You shouldn't be having that problem. So I would have the battery tested and then just go from there and check.
And they can test to see what the cells are doing. So you're
telling me if you move it every 3 days, it starts just fine?
Well, yeah, that's because they disconnect the battery.
Oh, yeah. But if you don't disconnect the battery, how fast does it die?
Well, I don't know, because when it happened once, I had a polarity response. I said, it's not going to happen again.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
well, the only problem with that is every time you do that, so all even that vehicle, the age of that vehicle, drivability wise, the computer learns what's going on, fuel control and all that. Every time you clear it, it's got to start its learning process over again, and it doesn't run near as well as it does if it knows where it's at. So you're clearing its memory every time you leave the battery disconnected. Just heads up. Second thing is you won't be able to smog that car ever because it's not running the monitors because you don't keep the battery hooked up long enough. Every time you disconnect the battery, it clears all the monitors. Well, you take it in for smog, it'll fail for monitors. And we don't want that.
You're pretty smart, aren't you?
No, I've just seen a lot of things go wrong. I've been doing this for just a little while, and they still allow me to have it each year. I renew my smog license, so I've only had it since, I think I got my first smog license was 1989 or something like that. Paul was just a wee little chap.
I was nine.
So,
well, what impresses me is not only your wide range of knowledge, but the depth of it is, I've been listening to you for years, and somebody say, well, I got a 1931 Packard XL Excalibur, and you go, oh yeah, that's the one with the V12 motor, and it had the original solenoid sitting up on the dashboard, and you like,
yep,
run a history on it. I'm like, wow. I'm impressed.
I've always been into cars, so I have quite a bit of knowledge for those. Other things, not always. I'm always learning.
I study creativity, and one way to avoid Alzheimer's is always be learning.
Oh, I agree with you. That's you got your mind is a muscle. Keep using it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and you can never overuse it or whatever, and just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll be 110. Well, I remember talking to Bodie back in 2024.
Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of stuff is hereditary in genes, right? On how things work out as far. So the good news is both my parents are very sharp still, and they're in their 80s. So I'm hoping that I'll be just fine. I haven't fried too many brain cells, and I'll make it a long distance, hopefully.
Well, you work and you're on the radio. You know, I'm sure you're... I know you're very friendly with your employees and stuff. So you'll be fine. And you still working out?
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's how I keep my sanity. That's
yeah.
All right, I'm going to kill these. No, I shouldn't say that. That's bad. Whoops.
I thought you were nice.
I hope you guys don't die. Brendan's not my employee.
So I'm 79, and I'm in the gym minimum 2-3 times a week.
There you go.
And
I try three minimum for five. That's my goal. I usually make four, to be honest with you, which is fine. Something always happens one day here or there that you're just like, I don't have the time to go do this right now. I got to get going. So, but always three minimum, shoot for five. That way, usually anywhere from 3 to 4 a week works out good.
Yeah. And get to the steam room.
That too. Well, I have an infrared sauna, which works out really good for you. It removes all the, you know the health benefits of that, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is one of the best gizmos to have. You have one at home?
Yep, sure do.
Oh, nice.
When I did a remodel, I had one put in because I read up on all the health benefits. And they're not that expensive, to be honest with you.
No.
And the health benefits are just amazing with removing toxins out of your body and everything. I'm working on that longevity, my friend.
Well, yeah, and the rest is in God's hands.
That is true. I agree with you on that. Can't control it all, but you can help it along.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I tell people. I said, your job is to take care of yourself, and God's job is to punch your ticket when it's your time.
Whenever it's your time, that's right.
And you know, like I tell young people, is they go, well, you don't look 79. I said, no, I don't feel the next 79. They go, yeah, that's what it is.
There you go. Well, you got it's mind and body for sure. All right, my friend, we're gonna have to scoot here. Brendan's beating on the window. It's break time. Always great to talk to you, man. Have a great week and safe. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to talk. I won't be talking to you until after 4th of July. So have a great 4th of July.
Ciao.
All right, folks. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. We'll talk to you about cars. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related? Talking about cars that you should avoid purchasing. I think your car's on this list.
It hasn't been that bad of a car. It's just higher maintenance than Toyota.
On here, the ones that tend to cost the most to service and repair after warranty are the higher priced luxury vehicles. Would yours be considered a luxury vehicle? Actually, yours would be considered a luxury sports car, most likely.
Yeah, it's in a small sport SUV. I don't know what it would be under.
10 worst used cars to buy. Avoiding purchasing these vehicles, you can save a lot of headaches in the future. They are
I bet you
BMW X5. Imagine X5, that.
Huh? Yeah.
What else do you think's on here?
Range Rover. Jaguar.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Jaguar XF.
Fiat.
Yeah, that's not a luxury vehicle, and it's not.
Luxury. Oh, it's luxury. Oh, yeah. No. Sorry. I didn't know you said luxury. I thought you was just the thing. So luxury.
Cadillac STS, Jaguar XF, Lincoln MKS.
What year, though?
It doesn't give years, but what it's talking about is when they become higher mileage. When they're higher mileage and you purchase them. You know, like the folks that go to the auction and buy a BMW X5 with 125,000 miles on it, and then they don't understand why it's $5,000 to fix it every time it breaks and they bring it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Those cars really aren't made to go long distance. They're made for the person that either buys it new and drives it 50, 60, 70,000 miles.
Those could be good cars, but you have to keep up on the maintenance. As soon as you lack on the maintenance,
stuff starts falling
problems.
Off.
Like, you cannot mess around with maintenance on those cars.
No.
And that's the problem with old cars. I mean, used cars, you don't know the history of it. So you didn't have a good owner prior, then
that's
it
true.
Is going to fall apart.
And we're seeing more of a problem with that right now because of the economy. I know some people say it's good, but I'm telling you now, the cost of everything is off the chart, right? Yeah, inflation's up right now. So what are people doing? They're trying, and I understand because money's tight, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to avoid things that they don't have to spend money on.
Yeah.
So if I can extend out the service of my car further, you know, it's not broken right now. So it's like, it's not, you know, it's one of those things like, oh, shoot, do I need to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know Euro cars have a bad rap, but I know them so well, and I know when to recommend stuff, so you really wouldn't have an issue. But yeah, it does cost more, but it's not going to leave you on the side of the road.
You ain't lying, brother.
But yeah.
Well, but my point to that is when you miss the maintenance, then big things do follow.
100%.
And when they come and the car breaks, then it gets expensive, no, and you have no option if you want to drive.
Yeah.
So my thing is here, don't think that you're saving yourself. I mean, I know money's tight right now. Don't think you're saving yourself, though, by skipping oil changes and things like that. The maintenance stuff will save you a lot of money in the long run because, like Paul said, you start skipping it, things start happening.
And that brake fluid every 2 years. You know, there's so many electronics with the brake fluid now. It's, you know, people are thinking, brake fluid.
Like, the ABS, the traction control, the anti-lock, you know.
Yeah, brake fluid's going through that ABS module, you know.
Yeah, to replace one of those on an X5 is how much, Paul?
Oh, these $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Mercedes
versus like a simple module, like couple hundred dollars for you know, and not even that to flush the brake fluid out every couple of years.
Yeah, brake fluid $160.
I know.
If that.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, for the mineral that you need for that one is different than regular cars. Yeah. But it very important. Saves you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maintenance will save you a lot of money. So I guess my point to that is, even though with the economy, what we got going on, try to stay on top of your maintenance as best you can. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're seeing a lot of people skip maintenance or push it out further, way further than it should be. And in doing so, you're going to cause some damage to the vehicle. There's just no way around it. So anyway, hey, I want to remind folks also before we get going here too far that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group, and for one simple reason, very important, the fact that it is the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment at any of our five locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, Miramar, UTC, or Oceanside. We'll get you an Interstate battery installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefront at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All right, let's see what question Bruce has got going. What's happening with your Jeep Wrangler, Bruce?
Well, I don't have one anymore, but I wished I did, because this is in reference to the what's called the Rubicon, which you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's been out decade at least anyway, and that's the one of those rare vehicles that has true four-wheel drive, because everything is locked up, front and rear, left and right. And my question is, because of that, and when you have let's say you get the 392 option on it, 450 pounds of torque, 450 horsepower, and you've got one wheel only that's engaged, but it is, like, let's say you've come up to a 2-foot boulder and you're trying to cross it. Mm-hmm. You've got, and you're high centered somewhat, and you've got three wheels spinning, but not a problem because of the locking differentials. You will have 450 pounds of torque multiplied by X number of times, given the transfer case, the differential, the fluid coupling of the automatic transmission. Are they not offering the manual transmission because of all of that torque would snap things immediately, versus the automatic that, because of its fluid coupling, will allow a certain amount of give? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. I don't know why.
I think it's just because the manuals aren't nobody as popular buys anymore.
Them. Yeah, no, and then, it's harder for people to drive them, too, that aren't aware of them.
Yeah, and I had a pretty custom Wrangler before, and I used to go rock crawling and stuff, and the guys that I knew that had a manual, it was a lot harder. When you're trying to like climb up boulders and stuff and going uphill, you're already trying to placement, and you're kind of like sometimes have to like hold the brake and power brake. And then when you have a clutch involved, it's so much harder.
Yeah.
Key to that is that clutch and all of that clutch slipping involved, possibly to overheat and wear the clutch prematurely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, I used to back in the 90s do a lot for the San Diego Jeep Club, and there was a gentleman that brought a lot of members. We did a lot of transfer case stuff like that. Those guys, and the outside of their Jeeps look like they've been through Vietnam, But
yeah, that's what mine was.
Running gear underneath them, they'd have 50 grand in running gear on those things with the in engines. And several of those guys have been rock crawling for years. They did run manuals in them. Those manual trannies that they ran in were 10 grand, though. Mm. So, you know, there's something for it. Depends on who you are, what you do. But it's way easier for somebody to drive an automatic, like Paul said. It does make it way easier. And the automatics, now we have multiple speeds in them. So, they can crawl along. And you put the transfer case in four low, which you can manually do with those Jeeps and lock everything up. So it's not near, I mean, even with the, and you're, that 450 foot-pounds of torque, you're not mashing the throttle when you're crawling up something. Usually it's a slow, educated, and you pick up a direction and how you're going to do it, and you crawl it, right? How often do you stomp your gas pedal to the floor?
Yeah, that's how you start snapping.
Well, that's how you snap stuff. So, yeah, so most of it is you know, thought out process and that, and it's not throttled heavy. It's just crawling and feathering the gas at the right point and climbing up over something and stuff. So
yeah, and I also think that 392 is full of technology, and that I think the tech works better with auto. They have crawl mode and hill descent. There's all kinds of
stuff. So they've made everybody a rock climber the technology.
Sure. Yeah.
So you run out of, back in the day, you had to use your skill.
You could turn a switch.
Yeah. Turn the talent up.
Yeah.
So.
And plus, new automatics don't rob horsepower in this day and age like the old ones do.
Very true.
And who even knows how to drive manual transmission anymore, except a handful.
Well, we call those millennial proof theft devices.
Yeah, we have a lot of those.
Good point. Hey, speaking of Vietnam, in your experience in the Navy, this is after Vietnam, but you did motor pool, I know, and you went to the A schools and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, after you graduated, were you equipped to go directly to Port Hueneme and or Gulfport, or would you have to attend further schools yet?
Well, depending on what you did. I was in aviation, to be honest with you. Ground support equipment is what I worked on, diesels and gas and all that. So I went to A school, and then I went right to the fleet afterwards.
But you did mention that you did diesel. Did that include heavy equipment?
Yeah, it was all. So most of it was Detroit two strokes that we worked on. They ran the everything from tow tractors. We used them in. They loved them because they were supercharged two stroke diesels. But they'd also big ones. They ran them in the big air conditioning units. Like if you see on a flight path these big yellow boxes that have vents hooked to aircraft, those are on ground air conditioning units to cool down aircraft so they don't have to use the air conditioning on the aircraft. So they often will use those. Those run big Detroit motors in them. At least they did back then.
Well, okay, back to what I'm asking is, given after you graduated with what they had with the education they provided you with, could you have been assigned to the CB battalions at Gulfport or Port Hueneme?
Could have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And once you got there, then you would be trained on the Caterpillar, et cetera.
Correct. As far as that goes, so they have what was called C schools, which they send you to after, which went further. Yeah. So, I went to a lot of C schools while I was in the military also.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I had 2 years of vocational high school automotive where we were, that because I grew up in the Midwest, so I was already building cars and motors and everything else while I was in high school. Matter of fact, built quite a few fast cars, couple CUDAs, couple different things, so and lifted trucks, etc. Grew up in the Midwest, always fun, always building something. So,
and you noticed I said the connection to Vietnam, that's probably not aware, you're not aware of immediately, but if you think about it, if you got assigned to Gulfport or Port Hueneme, that's a connection to go to Vietnam, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You get it?
I do.
How that works, yeah.
Yes, sir. Bruce, hey, great to talk to you. We got a, I got 30 seconds. Brendan's waving his finger in the air. Have a wonderful, safe weekend and a great 4th of July, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down, shiny side up. Make sure you make it a great 4th of July. It's coming up this week. We won't talk to you till after that. I'll be back next week live for sure. And be safe out there. Enjoy the family. Enjoy the holiday. All right. You keep working, Paul. That's what we need to do. San Diego and everybody else, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego.
Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.